City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get this show started with the Casualty. Right, that was the Casualties with Get Off My Back. Hope you guys like that one. That comes off Die Hards, of course. But thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Andrew up here all by his lonesome. Actually, the record that I was just talking about, Die Hards, I got it a couple weeks ago. They re-released it. It used to be on Punkcore Records. I forget who put it back out, but it's all cut up like a fucking like table saw blade or a miter saw blade. It's fucking awesome. It's red and black and shit. It's really fucking cool. I posted pictures of it on our Instagram, so you guys should go check it out at Pogo City Radio and on Instagram. And also, I made a couple new flyers that are up on the Instagram, too, for February 22nd and February 23rd. Both Hostel City Oi Council shows, both going down at Connie's Rick Rack, and they both start at 7 p.m. It's going to be an awesome punk rock weekend, so February 22nd, which is the Saturday, that is $10 at the door, and this is a fundraiser to get money up for Philly Still Fucking Shreds, which is that weekend-long party throughout a shit ton of clubs in Philadelphia, where punk rock just kind of takes everything over. So come out to the February 22nd show. This is a fundraiser for that, and that is the Stolen Wheelchairs, Under 95, the OC Rippers, and Side Pocket Louie. That's 7 p.m. February 22nd. And, of course, February 23rd, you guys got the Elite, the Diamond Dogs, Dusters, and another band to be determined. That one is $8 at the door. That is on a Sunday, February 23rd. We'll get to some of those bands on here a little bit later, but we checked our fucking, for once, it's like the first time in like 6 months we've checked the Facebook fucking Pogo Messenger thing, and we got War Wound. They wanted to get played on here. Now, they must have heard about, you know, all those awesome shows we were doing, like the Pogo mixtape that you guys should go back and listen to. So we got a couple more submissions to get to. Now, War Wound reformed. And the original members, Damien from Sacrilege UK, teamed up with Rap from the Verruckers and a couple of other people, and they got like a D-beat super group going on, members from Hellcrusher and Stamping Grounds. So come check it out. Here's War Wound up next on Pogo City Radio.
In these barrack blocks known as the Annex, built like 100 others in this country by the Victorians for their lunatics. Once patients reach the Annex, the battle is virtually over. The institution closes in around them. Some stay forever. Some have been here 40 years. Some younger ones have 30 years or more to go before they die. They are what's officially known as institutionalized.
All right, that was War Wound right there on Pogo City Radio. Just reformed, and they're putting out some new releases. That particular track is called Ward 7, and it comes off the new split on Chaos Control. And the B-side of the split is a band called Tied Down. So I had their shit here. Here we go. Let's check out Tied Down's track. This is Rage. All right, that was Tied Down, coming off that split with War Wound. Hope you guys like that. Now, they sent us those MP3s, so I'm not sure where you can find more music for them, but I know they got Facebook pages, so go look for War Wound and Tied Down's Facebook and see if you can find some more of their music if you guys like those last two tracks. Now, I know we got a few more tracks that people emailed us and shit, and I gotta dig them up. So while I find those, why don't we get to the Agrestics up next? Here's their track, Cause or Cash.
I know it's just a
the Agrestics right there with Cause or Cash, Sellout. But yeah, hope you guys enjoying this show. Got this whole little chaos punk thing going on. We're just going to keep the tracks rolling right out. Here's Forced Reality with 15 Pints and I'm Still Standing.
For all our friends from the beginning, especially those that still remain, we made it through 10 years, now we'll drink the 10 more. Raise your glass!
Right, that was Forced Reality with 15 Pints and I'm Still Standing. Now LCJ wants to get back over to Philly. She wants to hear some Combat Crisis, so why don't we throw on some Combat Crisis for her. Here is DTTR.
We run the pain. Now it's great to roll my strength.
comeback crisis for our girl LCJ. But yeah. So we got some good shows coming up. I told you guys about a couple of the Philly ones, the February 22nd and 23rd. There's also, of course, going down February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. We are the Punks 3. This is going to be a whole weekend of debauchery going down in West Palm Beach, Florida. You guys can get weekend passes at eventbrite.com. And it is the Ejected, the Lower Class of Brats, the Ghouls, Blank 77, the Erections, the Ruffians, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, Alcohol Fueled, Dirty Work, No Heads, Adderall, Gen Y, Armor, Anti-Faces, Spur, Sewer Screwer, Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, featuring, you know, little old me, and Unwanted Noise, Moose Knuckle, Wrecked, Rotten UK, Sniper 66, Warthog. You guys won't want to miss this shit. Like I said, it's going down at the end of this month, just a couple weeks away. It is 1:23 exactly on the clock right now. The clock says 1:23. God damn it. Yes, it does. That's awesome. And that's even more of a reason why you should come out to We Are the Punks 3. And it's going down over a leap year. February 29th, bitches. What are you going to say you did on February 29th? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, I was drunk and fucked up as shit in West Palm Beach. We Are the Punks 3. That's what I'm going to tell motherfuckers, because that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what the whole Pogo crew is going to be doing, and you guys don't want to miss any of that shit, because it will kick fucking ass, basically. Yeah, that's the point of everything I was saying. The show is going to kick ass. But another thing that kicks ass is this band, the 40-ouncers, that hit us up on Facebook, you know what I mean, because they follow us on social media because they're smart, over at facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and at Pogo City Radio on Instagram. And they look for our post when we're like, hey, asshole, we're going to play your band. Send us a link. And that's just what they did. So we love some street punk on Pogo City Radio. So let's get to the 40 ouncers up next. All right, that was Anti-Order by the 40-ouncers, and you can find a whole bunch more tracks from them on YouTube. Just type in the 40-ouncers Street Punk, go over to their channel, hit subscribe, and while you're there, go venture over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube. Go give that shit a subscribe. You can find some awesome bands on there like The Stabs, The Drugettes, Battalion Zoska, Diamond Dogs, Blanks, and I just put up a new Parasitics video. I'm going to throw the link to that in the About section of this podcast too. It's from the show like two Thursdays ago or whatever the fuck it was. I don't fucking remember. At One Center Square. It was a good goddamn time. That's all I fucking know. I barely remember it. And there's a fuck ton of pictures and videos. So it was a good fucking time, right? And like I said, don't forget, get your fucking tickets to fucking We Are the Punks 3 in West Palm Beach, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Go book your flights. We are taking over Frontier Airlines. We will own that airplane. There is an army of us going. An army, motherfucker. An army. But speaking of We Are the Punks 3, why don't we get to one of the headlining bands, one of my favorite bands, and I was so pumped. They were pretty much the last band to be confirmed for this event. You know what I'm saying? They are the lower class brats, and we are all so excited that they will be there. Here they are with one of their classic tracks, Ultra Violence.
No strong tail effects, fighting hard for the kicks. Come on down, have a drink on us. A nice dog glass, a Malaco plus. Now it's time for a bit of this.
All right, that was the lower class brats right there. Like I said, they are playing just after Blank 77 on Saturday, February 29th, West Palm Beach, Florida. We are the Punks 3. 3-day festival. You won't want to miss it. Now, well, we're going to get back over to the listener submissions. Now, this is a track that was actually submitted a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to play it. So this is coming off their new album. This is The Devil's Avocados, and they are from, where are they from? Somewhere, they are from southwest of the UK, from what I'm told. They are from southwest of the UK. So here is the fucking Devil's Avocados with Cognitive Behavioral Therapy on Pogo City Radio.
Not today. I am away. I am not here. I must be crazy. I know I'm not your nature. And you see the state of it. Are you want to see the state?
I'm a human race.
Cognitive Behavioral Therapy by the band The Devil's Avocados. They are coming out of the southwestern part of the United Kingdom. Hope you guys like that. You can find them on Spotify. That comes off their new album, the album called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. So go check it out on Spotify, The Devil's Avocados. Now, we were talking about some February shows. You know, the Stabs playing March 1st. Eventbrite. Let's move the calendar down a bit. Got a real fun thing going on. Tim and Jade's wedding reception, basically, going down in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. It's going to be a blast. Kind of an Ask a Punk thing. There is already a link to the Facebook invite. You're going to need that to figure out where the show is. It's in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Click the Facebook invite link in the about section of this podcast. If you're reading it on something where it doesn't have clickable links, it's all spelled out right there for you, and you can copy and paste it into any URL, and you guys can get the address for this super awesome show featuring the Stolen Wheelchairs, the Parasitics, the Despised New Jersey, the Unsubs, Gabe Zander, the Punk Rock Redneck, and Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs. Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, featuring Mike Blanks, of course, Renee Wasted, fucking Josie from the Parasitics, and myself from the Stabs. We're going to be doing some Blank songs. We're going to be doing some Stab songs. And we're going to be doing some awesome, super top secret covers that I can't tell you about that are going to be really fucking cool. And you guys won't want to miss it. And it's Tim and Jade's big day. So get them something nice. Jade will be pregnant as shit May 2nd. So it should be fun. I guess no pogoing and booze for her, but she'll still have a good time. And we know that asshole Tim, he'll be having a good old time. Tim will be crowd surfing and almost kicking the bands in the face. That's what Tim will be doing at his wedding. And remember, you guys can get invited to this free show featuring all these awesome bands. You guys can get invited to this free show, basically an Ask a Punk thing. Go to the Facebook event page to find it. Okay, now I guess maybe I should play a track, right? Well, LCJ wanted to hear some Battalion Zoska, so let's head back out to Philly. Here they are with 80s Kid.
Yeah, I'm just a stupid as it is. Yeah, but I'm just wanna be free. Fearing
Battalion Zoshka coming out of Philly. Jesus Christ.
Reefers.
Dying over here. Got some of that hardcore punk, and I'm smoking some of that hardcore OG. God bless
Reefers.
Medical marijuana. That's all I have to say. God bless medical marijuana. But let's keep the tracks rolling. Now, the Stabs, like I said, we're playing March 1st with Sniper 66, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, The Ejected, The Erections. It's going to be huge. And then we're kind of playing the May 2nd date as, you know, a couple members from the Stabs are in Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs, of course. So why don't we get to the Stabs? Here's one of my favorites. Tracks. Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band right there. Go head over to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/the SDABS. And, yeah, go find us on Spotify, and you can get that whole album, Starting Them Off Young. It's pretty fucking awesome. Pretty fucking awesome. And remember to go to the May 2nd thing. Go get invited to that and catch the Mike Blanks and the Wasted Paradabs. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying, people? Now, I had something that I was going to play. I don't remember what the fuck it was. I think I just fucked up. But oh well, shit happens. And besides, I got another show to remind you guys about. Now, oh fuck, this one sold out. This sold out. So hopefully you guys got your tickets for Friday, May 29th at Voltage in Philly, of course. Rose Tattoo with the Templars, plus the Hots, Force Reality, FB. It was $35, but it's all sold out. So I don't know. I don't know. What are you guys going to do? I'd keep an eye. There's also a link to the Facebook event page there. I'd keep an eye on that event page if you didn't get tickets, because there's always people last minute who can't go trying to sell them. So keep an eye on that. See if you can get some like scalped tickets for this awesome show going down May 29th at Voltage. That's another Hostile City show. Once again, that's Rose Tattoo, the Templars, the Hots, Forced Reality. But, yeah, hope you guys enjoy that one, and I hope you guys enjoy this next fucking track. Now, what it is that I want to play, actually, now, it's a band that normally doesn't give us wild cards, but this track, kind of a wild card.
Wild card, bitch!
So we're going to make it the wild card, because I run this shit, and I wanted to press that goddamn button, because I love Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying?
Wild card!
Now, if you guys don't know what the wild card is, that's where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it'll be doo-wop. Sometimes it'll be fucking Biggie. Sometimes it might even be goddamn hair metal. You never know what the fuck's going to go. It's like a game of fucking roulette. But today, the fucking wild card is in a...
English, motherfucker! Do you speak
today, it? Today, the wild card is an acoustic track by the Briggs. Here they are with One Step Behind.
Mm-hmm.
Drive a far to find a place called home. All I found was broken past and some broken bones. I left it far behind. Although I wish that I had another chance to try, because I might just die a lonely man and be left in the dark. Well, I can see it all now. I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind, one step behind. I travel far to find a place alone, but I realize what I want, I can't find on my own. It's not what I really want, although I convinced myself there was nothing past my eye. And I could never find happiness in this world full of pain. Well, I can see it all now, I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind, one step behind, one step behind. I'm incredulous to think I'll ever be satisfied with my life. When I think I just might scrape by, then I start to regret every sea I chose to sail. Maybe I'll be a rich man, maybe end up in jail. I'm not supposed to cry, although I can help but wonder what I'll never get to try, because I might just die a sheltered man as I walk through the dark. Well, I can see it all now, I'm gonna fuck up again. One step behind, one step behind, one step behind, one step behind.
All right, that was the Briggs right there with One Step Behind. Let's just get right back over to that punk rock, some UK 82 for you motherfuckers. Here's Chaos UK with Ronnie Was a Rebel.
Right, you want some punk rock?
Later.
You want some real punk rock? Real punk rock, okay? Now this is real punk rock.
Ronnie was a rebel, he got some words to say.
I wanted to do a twofer from them guys, and we totally are, but I got sidetracked with that whole live thread. Apparently I sprouted a vagina according to LCJ. I'm not quite sure why though, but what the fuck was I gonna play? Oh yes, the Cider Blues. Gotta get some Chaos You Motherfucking K with Cider Eye Up Landlord. Here's for all you fuckers with the Cider Blues out there. This is coming off of, what's it called? One of a Thousand or something? Here's more Chaos UK. UK Cider Eye Up Landlord. Hope you guys like them. I love those two fucking tracks. I really do. I really do. Especially that one. I had the repress of that. That was one of 2000. That's what the repress was titled. Head Fuck. Head Fuck. Yes, that's the only way you're allowed to say that. But so I was watching this morning, whatever. I guess it's not even 2 o'clock. So I was watching a couple documentaries today. I've seen Los Punks before. That's kind of what made me want to start the show off with the Casualties. And I was showing it to somebody that was here because it's badass because it takes place like nowadays. You know what I mean? Like there's all these awesome like decline of Western civilization and like 19,000 documentaries about like CBGBs and shit, and it's cool because Los Punk, whatever, is you know, just taking place right now, and it's on Amazon Prime now, so you guys should totally go watch it. And then when I got done with that one, this one that I've never seen before popped up in the You Will Probably Like. It was a documentary about Stiv Bators, which was real fucking cool because I never seen a documentary just about Stiv Bators before. So that was pretty fucking interesting. I gotta admit, it starts off with him being in Paris for some reason, which is where he died. So it started off a little slow for some reason, and then it goes to Ohio and fucking actually goes to Youngstown, and then it goes to Ohio, and then it makes its way to like New York, and it's fucking awesome, and it's all, you know, fucking Frankenstein, Rocket from the Tombs, the Dead Boys, you know what I'm saying? CBGBs, Haley Crystal, you know, it's fucking awesome. And I think we said on one of the other shows earlier this week, I put on the me and LCJ were watching the CBGB's movie because she never saw that. And you guys need to go find that because that's on Amazon Prime too. Yo, Amazon Prime kicking ass with like these punk rock movies. So, yeah, go jump on that shit. Watch CBGB's, Stiv, and fucking whatever the hell else the other one I said. Lost Punks. Also, that Johnny Thunders movie on there now, too. Room 37, The Strange and Mysterious Death of Johnny Thunders. But we're, you know, we don't got to run. I got a couple more for you. We referenced a bunch of bands right there. Why don't we play them all? On, we'll have to get to some Corrupted Youth. I'll have to dig that up. But Nacho in that movie a whole ton, of course. And right big on the back of his vest or whatever, he's got Career Soldier up there. So why don't we play some Career Soldier? Here they are with Finding Freedom in Hopelessness, ADD Records.
Spice and well, taste this life. You enjoy what's ever born. Rivalry and fucking ill. But does it work? Living for. There is no hope. Nothing's left to bend the head. Why build the hell you'll never like. Feel so wicked, fall with a breath. Never hide me from the storm of this. There is no future. Yes, I know this. But we fight freedom.
Career Soldier right there on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
I may have f***ed up here.
But yeah, so why don't we get to some Corrupted Youth? And they got a video on YouTube for this one, so go check it out. Here's Corrupted Youth with Class Struggle.
I am rock and roll. Yeah.
Corrupted Youth right there with Class Struggle. Class Struggle. Class Struggle, Andrew. Struggle.
English, struggle. Motherfucker, do you speak it?
I went to Easton, so vaguely. I speak it vaguely. That's what I speak. But, yeah, so we're playing some awesome music on Pogo City Radio. I ain't got no booze.
Reefers.
You can always tell when there's no booze. I'm so much more docile and relaxed. But, yeah, hope you guys are liking the show. Remember, if you motherfuckers listening live missed any portion of the show, hopefully you got that Podbean app, or you can just go to pogocity.stream. You can hear the show in its entirety upon its conclusion. How's that for English, bitch? But, yeah, what the fuck else should we play? You know, what the fuck else should we play? I was talking about Stiv, so why don't we get some goddamn Dead Boys? And, yeah, so we're going to play. Now, I agree. Everyone knows that Young, Loud, and Snotty is definitely a better album than We Have Come For Your Children. However, I know that, like, the Dead Boys hated the mix of it, and it's I agree, it's nowhere near as good as Young, Loud, and Snotty, but they shit on it so much. There's a couple good songs on there, and one of them, of course, I'd say the biggest classic off that album, of course, one of the slower ones, I'm talking about Ain't It Fun, and I'm gonna play some Ain't It Fun up next. Here's the Dead Boys.
It's such fun. Well, so
Dead Boys coming off We Have Come For Your Children with Young, Loud, and Snotty. Yeah. All right, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. I was also talking about Room 37, which I feel like I have talked about on here 9 trillion times. But if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Really kind of trippy. Not like any other punk rock movie you've ever seen before. The Strange and Mysterious Death of Johnny Thunders. Now, like I said, I'm pretty sure every single movie I've referenced in like the past 15 minutes are all on Amazon Prime if you have that shit. So go check it the fuck out. Now, earlier this week, I was listening to a little bit of Whore, and I love me some Johnny Thunders, and I do love that K-Sara, Sara album. There are some classics on there, like Blame It On Mom, and fucking Little Bit of Whore, and what's the other real good one? Endless Party. Those are three classics that I don't think people realize are on that album, and I feel like all three of them kind of get forgotten. So I was fucking around with it on the bass, and when I was playing it on the bass, I was really just basing it off like the guitar line, and I was like, I can play this shit no problem. And I jumped over, and I was really shocked that I could do it. I was never able to do that before, but I just listened to so much Johnny Thunders. I was just like, oh, I know exactly what he's playing. And I never used to be at that level. And I was really excited. I was like, God, I really know how to rip this motherfucker off. I really know how to rip off Johnny Thunders. Awesome. Yes. That's it. I'm not afraid to admit it. We're going to get out of here with some Johnny T. Here's a little bit of Whore coming off the K. Sara, Sara album. Whatever will be, will be. Thanks for tuning in live. Thanks for downloading. Go to pogocity.stream. Remember, go to Connie's Rick Rack February 22nd, February 23rd. Don't forget about We Are the Punks 3 going down the end of this month in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then that sold out show May 29th going down at Voltage Rose Tattoo. See it all them things. We'll catch you next time. Here's Johnny Thunders, a little bit of Whore, you slut.
Well, there's a little bit of heart.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, I'm not going to let it end on a track that skips. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but we're going to stick with this same album and give you guys one more, another twofer. I love this album, like I said. Now, this song was actually written about the original drummer of the New York Dolls, Billy, and that was one of Johnny Thunder's childhood friends, and he died on the first New York Dolls tour of Europe in a hotel room. So this is the last song on the last real Johnny Thunder's album, Que Sera Sera, and it's the last song on this podcast, but not forever. We will be back, I promise you. We will be back. So check that feed. And while you're waiting for us to come back, go listen to the motherfucking archives. Oh, and we are at, I checked. This is now, I believe, the 392nd podcast of Pogo City Radio. And maybe we'll do something special for episode 400. I don't fucking know. But we're coming up on it hard, so go check out all those Pogo shows. We're getting out of here with Johnny Thunders and Que Sera Sera. Here's Blame It on Mom. Fuck! I'm an idiot. We are not playing Blame It on Mom. I said it was the song about Billy. We are playing Endless Party. So much for me getting out of here. Like, getting out of here on... without fucking up. God damn. So this is what happens. This is why you should just first thought, best thought, and I was going to leave, and I should have, because now I'm playing the wrong songs, and the fucking computer's freezing, and I'm getting pissed off.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking
to? God damn it. Andrew, you suck at life, you son of a bitch. My computer is locked up. It's locked up, goddamn bastard. We are going to, we're fucked. That's what we're doing. We're fucked. Just remember, like I said, February 22nd, come out to Connie's Rick Rack, $10, and it's the fundraiser for Philly Still Fucking Shreds, and this particular show is the Stolen Wheelchairs, Under 95, the OC Rippers, and Side Project Louie. So I'm still trying to find Johnny Thunder's Endless Party. Here it is. Catch you guys next time.
Oh!
All right, everybody. My computer is fucked up as shit, and I'm getting yelled at. My computer is all types of fucked up right now. I got the HTML codes coming up on the screen and shit. I got the Dead Boys playing somewhere. I don't know how. I don't know how that was happening, but I fixed it. So I'm going to see if I can get... I think I'm supposed to play US Chaos. I'm being yelled at on Facebook, text messages, the live feed. And yeah, I guess I'm supposed to play some US Chaos. So I guess we'll give you guys one more. And I want to hear Last Call for Alcohol. You heard how I just like said that out like that? I didn't even type in any of those words. The words I was actually typing out was US Chaos. And now I got to put the stupid little dots there, the periods, or else it doesn't come up right. I want to hear some Last Call for fucking Alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Last Call for Alcohol, Muggsy, US Chaos. Everyone else, suck a dick. See you next time.
Party's over.